welcome to another edition of the Dad Podcast, more specifically the 32nd edition. Hello.
Wow, we have made it to 32 sodes, and it's still bad. So we've learned nothing.
How you doing, Chatty Daddy?
Oh my God, I am. I think I went to bed at maybe 1 a.m. last night. And I woke up at 2:30. And I was at the dentist. No, because 2:30. Yeah, no. Oh. I woke up at 2:30 p.m. and I was still drunk.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's been a slow climb today.
How the heck did you manage that?
You know, if I had an answer,
holy crap. Would.
And now I'm hungover.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I drank so much.
I would say so.
I think I need to stop drinking because I have already am bad at with my memory. And I didn't used to be. So
maybe these things are connected.
I think it's because I drink a lot. Yeah. Not like a lot, but you know, just more
enough
than
to kill the sadness.
Yeah, enough to kill the sadness and apparently several hundred brain cells. So,
oh boy.
You know, it is a myth though that like you only have so many brain cells. That's not true. Your body makes more. Yeah. Think working out helps or something like that. So,
oh.
That's why we're fat and dumb.
Yeah.
That's why most fat people are dumb. It's because they don't work out.
Dumb fatties. Fun fat fact.
Yeah, so this has been the Dad Podcast. Yep. We like to tell you guys about biology. We'd like to get into that.
Definitely qualified to tell you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know all about anatomy, though. Am I right, ladies?
Hey.
I hate myself. Yeah, so.
There are a lot of people that hate you, too, so it's okay.
That's fair. Should we just dive right into this? Should I tell you what the hell happened last night?
Let's dive right into it. I want to know why you're so damn hungover today.
Yeah, so God, on Friday I didn't do much. I went to bed at like 1 because I had to work 9 a.m. to noon. So that was good. That was fine. And then Saturday I was like, man, I think it's been a week since I've had a thing to drink. So let's just do it. Let's just drink tonight.
We cannot let that streak continue.
Yeah, man. 7 days is too many. So I went to the liquor store at maybe 5 p.m. Uh-huh. And I got a pint of Jim Beam.
Oh, baby.
And 6 fat tires.
Oh, baby.
And I drank most of the pint. Mm-hmm. I was aided some by Zachary, my roommate. And then I drank 5 of the beers and gave one to John, Jail John, because he asked. And I said, well, I'm hammered, so sure.
Yep.
So that went well. And it was kind of like, I don't know what the plan ever was. But we ended up going out. Oh, okay. So our friend Nate plays in this band, mm-hmm. Cyrus Youngman and the Kingfishers.
Okay.
Yeah. There's those memory problems. Yeah. So Cyrus Youngman and the Kingfishers, we go see them at this place called Union 50 on Mass Ave, mm-hmm. in Indy. It's a pretty cool spot, really. I'd never been there. But anyway, We go to Union 50, and I'm already drunk, and I sold my car last night as well.
You sold it?
Yeah, my old car, yeah, oh. For 600 buckaroonies.
Ooh, 600 bones.
So I'm $600 richer, and we go out to the bars, and they paid in cash, so like, you know, I spent some of that. I was actually very careful. I was like, in case I move to Austin, this is what this money's for. So let's not blow it tonight, Chad. That'd be a good idea to not blow it. And I didn't. I only blew 40 of it. So that's fine.
That's really not bad.
Yeah. I mean, and like I bought other people drinks. That's why. But yeah. So we go out to Union 50. I go up to the bar. You know, naturally, because you're drunk, but you're at a bar. So like you got to get a drink.
Exactly.
And I get 2 shots, one for my boy Jail John and one for me.
Oh boy.
And a Miller Lite. And so I take my shot and then go give John his shot. And then I drink my beer and I'm like, man, you know what would be really good with this drunkenness is some nicotine. And I was out of any kind of nicotine. And I was like, I'm going to go to the store to get some nicotine. And they're like, and my friends are like, yeah, just, also my phone had died. So my friend,
oh no.
So Will, who used to live with us, moved in with Sari, his girlfriend. Sari gave me her phone and, I'm like, cool, it's fine. It's all good. I'm just going to go get a can of something, come back, some tobacco.
Wacky tobacco.
And, as soon as I walked maybe a block, and then it just started downpouring rain. Like it was like spring, like drizzling. And then I walk a block and it's just cats and dogs just immediately. And I was like, well, I'm drunk. I'm already on the way. I'm just going to go. I'm just going to fucking do this. And so I keep walking through the rain and I'm drenched and I finally get to Marsh and I'm drunk and I don't know where anything is. And I walk around Marsh for like 10 minutes and I'm like, oh shit, I'm here for tobacco. So I just go straight up.
Is to walk around somewhere in public and blitz and trying not to pretend like you are, but then you're like leaving with Cheez-Its or in your case, Skull. And that's it.
Yeah, I did get Skull. Yeah. That's all they had. So, which is gross, by the way. It's all kind of gross, really, but that's just my preferred choice of when I'm drunk, I do this. So we, I go into the store, I go up, it was $8, one, it's normally like $3.50 or something, you know, and like, I'm like, well, I buy it, and I'm, the guy's like, all right, it's $7.58, I was like, excuse me, he was like, yeah, it's $7.58, I was like, I really am at Marsh, huh, and he was like, yeah.
You said that to him?
Yeah, I mean, that. It's not his fault. It's not his fault the prices are high, but like Marsh is just fucking a ritzy grocery store in Indiana.
They do have Ritz crackers there, you're right.
Yeah, that's a very funny joke, Cam. Yeah, so so I get that and I walk back and I get lost on the way back. I walked the wrong direction, even though I had a phone with GPS on it. I just could not. I did not know what was going on. And I'm walking through the streets and I'm like, okay, I just need to find Mass Ave and just go a direction on it. And I picked the wrong one. And so I called Will with Sari's phone and
still not looking at a map.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, what's the name of the place we're at? Cause I don't know what the name of it is. And Will's like, oh, Union 50. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I put that in the phone. Didn't really help me a lot, but I was like, oh, I'm going the wrong way. So I turned around on Mass Ave and walked. I had probably walked 3 miles by the time all was said and done.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, so I get back to Union 50. And I'm a piece of shit. So I put in just a little pouch, you know, in there in my mouth. And I didn't have anything to spit in. So I was just spitting on the floor and just waxing it with my foot. So that no one would know, but John noticed and was like, hey, maybe stop doing that. And I was like, all right, I'll go get a beer. And so I could spit in that bottle. And yeah, it was ugly. Mm-hmm. And then we left Union 50, even though Nate was still playing. I'm not really sure why, but oh, Jesus. Wow. That scared me.
Wow. That hurt a lot.
Okay, oh, yeah,
Austin's home. I'm sorry. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Holy Ask God in heaven, that hurt my headphones so bad. What's up, bro?
Like they're connected to you.
What's up, bro?
Oh my God.
I said hi. I'm recording the podcast. What are you doing? No, I mean, are you going upstairs?
Was he working?
Yeah, he just got off work. I don't want to suck a D. How about that? Catch me outside. How about that? You can suck a D. How about that?
Hey, guys. It's almost the middle of 2017, and Cameron and his brother still say, how about that?
How about that? So
just want to throw that out there. That was a late 2016 meme, and they're still killing it. They're still just riding it into the ground.
Like most Are of we my good? Continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so
hold on.
I don't know why
that's a catchphrase. Every time, okay, just for everyone listening, whenever you hear, yeah, so that's what happens when we make an edit point and Chad starts a story up again.
Yeah, so when we left Union 50, not really sure why. I think everyone was just ready to go. I had not eaten dinner also, which is why I was even more lit. We go to this place called Mass Ave Pub.
Yeah, baby.
And, oh my God, I was so drunk. But I still went to the bar and got two pickleback whiskey shots.
Oh, no.
You don't like those?
No, I love those, but this is not okay. The time in the night for those.
Yeah, it was like 11, though. Like, it wasn't late. At
oh,
all.
Boy.
Maybe 11:30 or something.
Okay.
So I get these two pickleback shots. I'm clearly so drunk also. Mm-hmm. So I get these two shots and the bartender's like, he's like, you can only have two drinks in front of you because I tried to get a Miller Lite too. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. I get a shot and a beer every time I go to a bar. He's like, you can only have two. And I was like, oh, one's for my friend. So I guess I'll just take mine first. And he's like, I mean, yeah, yep. I was like, okay, just checking. So I took it. And it's pretty good, actually. I'd never had a pickleback shot, but Zach recommended it. He's like, if you don't like whiskey, which I do, but he's like, if you don't like liquor, it's like perfect because the pickle juice just – it's just a shot, and then you take a shot of pickle juice too. But right. Like if for anyone that doesn't know what that is. But it's like crystal clear, like just cuts out any taste of anything immediately.
Yeah.
But then you taste pickle juice, which isn't great. So it's not great. Yeah. It's kind of like hiring your, like a horse to watch your dog when you go, when you go out for the night. I don't know.
I would watch that show.
It's kind of a John Mulaney joke, but it's like a little bit in a different context.
Man, that's the second time we've mentioned John Mulaney in a month.
Yeah. He's funny, man.
Yeah, he's very funny.
He's impacted a lot of my humor too, but yeah. So, yeah. I take my shot, and then the guy gives me my beer, and then I pay, yada, yada. I go sit down at the table. We're just hanging out. I fall out of my chair at one point. I don't know why or how, but that did happen.
God.
And Zach's like, get up, or he's going to kick you out. And I was like, I'll get kicked out of here. But the guy was coming over to kick me out. But I didn't get kicked out, thank God. So anyway, we're there for maybe another half hour, and then Zach's like, I'm going to take you home.
And friend.
I was like, it's midnight. I want to do karaoke. I want to do karaoke with you guys. I want to go out there, sing my heart out. And he's like, no, I'm going to take you home, basically. So everyone gets in Zach's car, and he took me home, and I guess I dropped my hat. And it's also still raining, and I'm soaking wet because I walked through the rain.
Wow.
I was very afraid I was going to get pneumonia, but I woke up this morning and felt fine other than a hangover. Well, I was still drunk, actually. Anyway, so basically, I get out of Zach's car. I drop my favorite Cubs hat, and I did not realize it. And this morning, Zach walks in, and he's like, hey, found this in the driveway. And my hat has, like, asphalt on it, and it's just sopping wet. And I was like, nice. It's like that's, like, the first time I've ever browned out from drinking. Like,
The term browned out at all.
The night is fuzzy though. Like, I remember most of it, but like for real,
can you some say people like out?
grayed out.
I know
sure,
you're not like, I know you're trying to say that you weren't blacked out.
Yeah.
But I don't like browned out. That sounds like you shit yourself.
Poop. Like you pooped, yeah. Yeah.
If you brown out during a night of drinking, that's a problem.
But I did, so I came home. I don't know what time it was or anything, man. I don't even remember going to bed. I just woke up in my bed and I was like, well, and I was, oh, I was also completely naked.
It was one of those drunks.
I was so confused because I do not sleep naked.
Me,
ever.
I've been there, dude. I've woken up naked. I'm like, I don't sleep naked. What is this? What did I do?
But I put two and two together and I was like, oh, I was so wet that my underwear was wet too. And I think I just took those off and didn't put on gym shorts and just laid down in bed, just butt ass naked and just went for it.
Yeah, man.
I don't remember going to sleep, and I would never make the conscious decision to go to sleep naked, but I did. I think I just laid down in bed and I was out, and like that was that. So yeah, got very drunk.
That's fun.
Yeah, and it was a fun day too. Like up till then, like I got off work at noon, and I don't want anyone to be disappointed in me.
Oh no, what happened?
Me and PTG are friends, so we hang out still, but it's not romantic. It's not. She's a cool person who I like hanging out with. Huh?
Was it ever romantic?
That's a good question. I mean, well, it was. Wink, wink. It was romantic, yeah, but it just wasn't. It's not anymore. And so I said, yeah, and I'm like, you know, I'll probably always kind of want to date you, but I also don't want to date you. So, but we can hang out. So, like, okay. We hang out. She hit a pole the other day, and her car has a hole in it. In the bottom, like the floor has a hole. So we went to Lowe's and we were going to like fix it. And it's very hard to fix a hole in your car. I was like, you might just want to get this welded and it won't be cheaper. It'll be a lot easier. But anyway, so we bought all the supplies
to fix a hole in her car.
Yeah. So we went to Lowe's and we bought like, this metal, like sheet metal and like some tin snipping scissors. And we were going to like cut it and like just put it on and then like kind of like rivet it to cover the hole because she hit a puddle and she didn't know there was a hole in her car. And the inside of her car was just wet. And then like you open the door and it's like humid. So it was
really driving a swamp car.
Basically, yeah. So,
that sucks.
It does suck. It's really funny though. Kind of. I don't want to like say that, but you know it is. But yeah. So
hilarious.
I hung out with her and we tried to fix her car, and then I didn't have a drill that I thought we did have. So I'm just gonna do that later this week when I borrow a drill from someone. But all yeah, right. It's cool. It made me feel very manly though, because I was like. Yeah, I know how to fix stuff. I'm going to fix this thing for you. And then today I just watched movies all day.
Nice, baby.
Yeah, The Jungle Book sucks. The live action one. Just want to throw that out there.
Dude, I thought it was cool, but I saw it a little lit.
Yeah, I think that would make it better. That kid's not a great actor.
What? I thought that kid was dope.
No, dude. I thought he was, like, awkward. But, like, also, how can you not be awkward when... every other character in the movie that you're filming isn't really there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that yeah, so hard. That, yeah. So, I mean, like, it was just a lot of the.
Cut the kid what? Some slack.
No, yeah. It just, a lot of the pacing was awkward. And I was like, this kind of isn't that great. And now they want to do that with The Lion King. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It's going to suck. I'm afraid it's going to suck.
It was, yeah. I'm afraid too. But I'll still watch it. Because I liked the, Beauty and the Beast, I enjoyed.
Well, yeah, Beauty and the Beast would be cool. Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
It was pretty good.
But I mean, like Emma Watson, so, you know, it's going to be good.
True that.
Just because she's a good actress, not for any other reason. That's what I'm saying. I'm not alluding to anything.
So I saw one of my favorite bands in the world on Tuesday night in Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah. This week we hung out in person.
Yeah, baby.
Almost forgot.
I saw Mayday Parade at the Egyptian Room with my good buddy Jordan Kenyon there. That's his mention for the episode. And we went to Hopcat before in Brip. And I've only ever been to the one in Louisville. So
they have one in Louisville?
Yeah, it's like the OG.
Oh. OG's in Grand Rapids.
Oh, okay. Well, they have one in Louisville, and they have one in Broad Ripple. And so we went there to pregame before the show, and I had three different Hefeweizens I've never had, so that was awesome. And then we get to the show, and, you know, I'm not, like, I'm not super drunk.
I know this story,
Yeah. We go in there, and the first thing you do is you go buy a drink. And so we go
always.
So we go up there, and one of the stands is selling Yum Yum on draft, which I freaking love Yum Yum.
Yeah.
And it's a concert, so it's outrageously priced. $13 for a 24-ounce Yum Yum on draft. But I'm like, you know what, whatever. I know it's a concert. I expected this, blah, blah, blah. So I buy one, and Jordan gets one too. And we walk to where we're going to stand for the show. But these cups that they gave us the Yum Yum in were like these plastic cups with a little magnetic circle on the bottom of them. And I was watching them fill this up. They just put it on the dispenser. It fills up from the bottom. And when they pull it off, the magnet falls into place at the bottom of the cup, and it seals. And I'm like, whoa, this is like magic. This is so cool. And I was like talking it up, and like me and Jordan were freaking out about it. And before the opener even started, the way I hold my cups is I set my pinky on the bottom of them just so I feel like, more secure. Like a normal person.
Yeah.
So my pinky poked that little magnetic circle up, and then it floated. And $13 of beer just poured straight out of the bottom onto the floor. And all I could do was watch.
Yeah.
And Jordan had to walk away because he was laughing so hard. And a security guard was walking towards me while I did that. And we just kind of made eye contact. And I sighed, and he goes, damn. And so I threw my cup away, went and paid for a $10 can of Stella to replace that, because cans don't have holes in magnets. The bottom.
Yeah.
So what I thought was one of the coolest beer technologies in the world really let me down immediately, and I'm pissed.
Yeah. I think that's they've got to be able to do better. They've got to, like, get better magnets or something, you know?
Crap, man.
Could you not have explained the situation, or are they just like, I'm sure. Oh yeah, we get that all the time.
I'd people be like, dropping. Look at the puddle of foam on the floor.
Yeah. Be like, hey, I spilled this. If you just want to verify, you can look to your left, and see the beer on the ground. That was my beer. Because your fucking stupid fucking magnet technology has failed me.
Failed me miserably.
Whose idea was that? Who was like, I mean, maybe they did on purpose. Maybe they designed it and they're like, maybe. You know, we're going to make these, we're going to make some fickle ass magnets.
Yeah.
That don't stick super easily. They stick easily.
Yeah.
They make you think they do. But if you just nudge it just a little bit, it just comes off. And then we get $13 more of profit.
Fickle ass magnets is my favorite mathcore band.
That's good mathcore.
Oh my god. I listen to fickle ass magnets. And then the next night on Wednesday, one of our best friends, Elise, came back from New Zealand, and we all hung out, and it was a beautiful time.
New Zealand, yeah, that was actually really cool. I had been doing really well on my diet up until we went to Applebee's on Wednesday. And then everything just kind of fell apart. Yeah. Which make like I usually generally fall apart midweek anyway, so
yeah,
it was welcome in a way.
It was very good. I love Applebee's. Yeah. I haven't had their wings until the last time that we said goodbye to Elise before she went over there, so that was like 9 months ago.
Wow.
And so it was really good. It was a lot of fun. And then I went back home. Like, I made a 2-day trip to Indiana. It was a lot of time in the car. Oh, that morning I also went up to Michigan and lost a lot of money at the casino. I was in four different states in one day.
You went to Michigan?
Yeah, on Wednesday morning.
How far of a drive was that?
It's like right past the top of Indiana.
Like, but literally. Still. I yeah.
Mean, yeah, it's a 2-hour drive from Wabash.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so that was rough. I was in a car for more time than I wasn't in the car in those 2 days.
Yeah, and then after Applebee's, you drove back to Nashville at like 11 p.m.
I did, and it was terrifying because when I got into Tennessee, it started raining really hard, and I was tired anyway. So I was stressing myself out, trying to stay awake and like not trying to go off the road at all. And so... On these like curves in the mountains, they like tell you to slow down, but everyone else around me was still going 80. So I dropped it down to 60 because I felt like I was hydroplaning, even though I'm sure I wasn't. I was just freaked out because I was so tired.
God, yeah.
People were honking at me and flying around me on curve. I was so scared. I was like, I'm going to die. All this. I finally made it back to Tennessee. I'm going to die. But I did.
Those mountains in Tennessee are no joke. It sucks.
Yeah, dude.
Like, we would visit my uncle every summer, and I just remember, like, driving past Lookout Mountain and everything, because he's, like, more southern. He was, like, he was in Cleveland, Tennessee. I think that's, like, it's right by Chattanooga, or close to it. But, yeah, so those mountains are kind of fond memories, but also kind of, like, don't miss that. And then we drove to Florida for spring break one time, and, like, driving those mountains at night is so much worse, and especially when you're going like you just hit 90, you don't realize it because you're going down a mountain.
Yes.
And you're like, shit, I gotta hit the brakes. And then there's like a curve and everyone around you is going all fast. Oh yeah, it sucks.
It's crazy, dude.
It's scary.
How about this seamless transition into band or porno?
You know what else has mountains? Sometimes pornos do. Yeah, so let's do 50. band or porno.
Band or porno, babies. This is the part of the show where I give Chad names, 15 names, and he has to decide if they are a band name or a porn name. And these are all legitimate names of both. And last week, either Chad only got 7 out of 15.
Yeah, not my best work, but now... Excuse me. Now that I'm hungover, I'm sure I'll be way better.
I'm sure you will, buddy.
I won't. It's okay.
All right. So let's play everybody's favorite game, band or porno. The first one, addicted, but let me spell it for you. A-D-I-C-K-D-I-D.
That has to be a porno.
That is a band.
You're fucking kidding me.
I am not kidding. Addicted is a band.
I've never been so pissed off.
Dude, I'm telling you, these... Oh, man. I've got some good ones.
Great.
Number two.
Keep them coming.
Hey! How have we not made that joke yet?
Yeah, I don't know.
Music to fuck to.
Band.
It's a porno.
I'm so fucking mad.
Oh, man. Number three. Habitual sex offenders.
Porno.
That's a band.
God. Bandit.
That is three in a row, my dude.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. Well, I could still get 12 in a row. We'll see.
Eat my afterbirth.
Band, I hope.
That's a band.
Thank God.
Oh, man. Yeah. I couldn't handle that one if it were not. A few hard men.
Porno.
As a porno.
Thank you.
Like a few good men, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Or like 12 angry men.
Yeah. Doggy style.
I'm going to say band.
That's a band. Good call, my dude.
Thank you.
Dude.
Yeah, no one just names a porno doggy style.
Right, that's too easy.
Yeah.
That's too obvious. So if you get the next 9 in a row, you'll end up with 12.
Well, we'll see, buddy.
200 butts.
Band.
That's a porno.
Shit.
200 butts.
Man, what's that about, do you think?
I don't know.
You think it's about 200 butts?
Perhaps. Clitter.
Is it spelled like glitter but with a C?
Yes, sir. C as in clitoris.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. band.
That's a porno.
Wow. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Bimbo tool shed.
Porno?
That's a band.
Ugh, I fucking hate this game.
Sex with midgets.
Band.
That's a band.
Thank you, God.
Along the same lines, itty bitty gang bang.
That's a porno.
It is a porno.
like titty, chitty chitty, bang bang,
chitty bang, bang bang,
itty bitty,
itty bitty gang itty, bang. It's a midget porn.
Itty bitty gang bang.
Itty bitty gang bang.
Is it a midget porn where they have a flying car?
Probably, or like a flying mattress.
Hmm. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Aladdin.
Swallowing shit.
I hope to God it's a band.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It's a band.
Good. Don't you try to fuck me up with that. Is that your final answer stuff? That's messed up.
Regis filled in.
I'm trying to think of a pun, but I got nothing.
So you what am I? Three.
Regis foul bin? Like phallic? I don't know. That's all I got.
That was bad.
Yeah. it's Regis feel bad.
So you missed the first three. You got the next three. Missed the next three after that. And then you got the last three.
Wow.
So there are three left, and you're sitting at 6 out of 15.
Wow, that's bad.
There are three left. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Panic poon.
I'm going to go band.
It's a porno, Chatty Daddy.
Oh, like panic room. Panic shit. Panic room.
All right, two more. You can tie panic last poon? Week's, or you can beat last week's, or you can lose to last week's score. This is... All right, here we go.
I'll probably tie.
3D House of Beef.
That's a porno.
It's a band.
Jeez Louise. So mad.
All right, the final one on our this week's installment of Band or Porno. For those of you playing at home, Chad has 6 out of 15. I hope you're doing better. Boy Ride.
Porno.
That's a porno!
Like Joyride, the movie.
Yeah, baby. 7 out of 15.
Well.
I'm stumping you.
Not improving. Yeah, you're stumping me. For real.
Stumping you like a tree, boy.
Can you just put a couple more obvious ones in there?
Nah, man.
Can you just do like anal blasters 9 just one time? You know?
Yeah. No, I can't do that.
That'd be funny though.
So, we got an email from one of our faithful listeners, one of my best friends, good little baby boy by the name of Craig.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, we do have an email this week.
We have a couple of hate mail, but
we're gonna read email right now.
No, we're gonna read this email right now, and then we're gonna jump to hate mail here in a little bit. But this isn't necessarily hate mail, but this comes to us from our buddy Craig. The subject line is Craig's unsober thoughts. Dear Dadbots, like Cameron, I keep a running note in my phone of things that I think of when I'm not sober.
Wait, I do this too.
Like Chad and Cameron, I keep a running note in my phone of things that I think of when I'm not sober. I never remember writing them, but something new appears every once in a while. I'd like to get your all's thoughts on these important matters. Like, when I found same honey, different mustard in my phone.
Yeah, that's funny.
Number one, that's dog funny. Peanut butter is a scam.
What is dog peanut butter?
I don't know what dog peanut butter is.
Well, that must be a southerner thing.
Maybe. The plus on Nintendo Switch controllers look like a D-pad for ants. I imagine Craig being drunk and going, what is this, a D-pad for ants?
Yeah, I've never seen a Nintendo Switch controller, so I cannot relate here.
I've been playing Mario Kart 8 since I got it on Friday, and I've
already... Don't you mean...
Fate of the Furious.
Don't you mean Fate of the Marios? Yeah.
Fate of the Marios. Yeah, dude. It's really good. Like, I mean, it's the same game as the Wii U one, but it looks really good, and it has this battle mode. It's very, very fun. But yeah, the plus on the Nintendo Switch controller looks like a D-pad for ants. Why is it called a pet peeve?
I can actually help with this one.
Do you? Can you?
Yeah. So it's called a pet peeve because when who's that guy from the Beach Boys? Brian Jones or something like that? The main guy. No, not him.
Who?
Whatever. It doesn't matter. The guy who wrote Pet Sounds.
Uh-huh.
So when that came out, a lot of people didn't like it because it was kind of ahead of its time. And so then they called it a pet. Whenever someone would play a song from Pet Sounds on the radio, they'd say, it's a pet peeve.
Is this all true?
It's peeving them. No, this is all a lie. Just play along, buddy. Yes and me, pal. Okay?
I did hear that about those boys on the beach.
No, now it's fucking rude. Just forget it, okay?
I'm sorry.
Just keep reading the goddamn email.
It was good improv.
I'm just doing my best out here, man. I'm just trying to make this a nice, wholesome, listenable podcast, you know? And you just keep fucking me week in and week out. I can never trust you to just play along with my improv, okay? I'm kidding. I'm just being funny for the podcast again.
My Mac battery is at 69%.
Oh my god, just read the rest of the email.
The Protagonist Theater would be a good band name. I agree, I like that.
I don't even know what that is.
If fourth dimensional beings exist, do they look at us as an art installation? Alright, you were high as hell.
Yeah, that was not. That's a high thought, buddy. I don't, I've seen those.
Why O'Clock?
Yeah, so...
You can actually help me with this one, right?
So when they did when they made clocks, they would say, it's this time on the clock, and so it's O'Clock because it just means that's what the time is on the clock, so O'Clock.
Yes, and I also knew that.
I'm gonna fucking slit your throat.
Grass is weird, says Craig.
You know what? I actually had this thought the other day. I was like, why is grass everywhere, man? Grass is the most powerful being in existence. It covers everything.
It does. It's like insurance for the ground.
What?
Ants need to chill. They're always working. That's true, man. We had ants in our kitchen a week ago or so, and they're constantly moving. They're constantly on the move, constantly hustling. Ants hustle all day, baby. They stay hunted. They're like those student athlete memes from earlier this year.
Yeah, from like January.
Did the inventor of the patent have a patent on patents?
It's a good question, and I can help answer it. So the inventor of the patent, his name was Alexander
Oswald.
Patent Oswald invented the patent. He had this really good idea for cooking. Just that you cook things, because this was the 1500s. No one really cooked back then.
Right.
So he invented the fire.
He invented fire.
So he didn't want anyone to steal it, and so he's, just let's cut this out. This is not going anywhere. I'm just kidding.
Leaving all of that in.
Yeah, I know.
He had to make something stronger than the thing that was currently in place called the dib.
So have you heard of someone stealing your thunder?
Yes.
So Patent Oswalt, when he invented thunder too. Yeah. So Patent Oswalt is God. And he created fire
and thunder.
And thunder, and someone tried to steal his thunder.
Tried to steal it.
And he said, "No, bitch. I have a patent on that. So for legal reasons, you cannot steal my thunder.
If you do, you owe me a lot of money."
Yeah, and if you do want to steal the thunder, and that's why. And then Toto wrote the song Africa about the bless the rains. They don't say the word thunder in that song, actually. AC/DC, though, did write Thunderstruck, and they had to pay God a lot of money. God as Patent Oswald.
Leviticus 13:4 through 6.
Yeah. Leviticus 4:20-69. Leviticus 4:20-69, baby.
Leviticus.
That's my life verse.
That's my life verse, baby. I stay hunted. I don't.
I stay hunted. That doesn't even fucking make sense.
Where does wind come from? That is a good question, Chad.
So Patent Oswald also invented wind. It's crazy how good he was at inventing stuff. Namely, things in nature. And that's where it comes from. Our boy Patent.
Thanks for the jokes. P.S. I know Cameron was expecting hate mail, so. And then there's a nice little picture of an envelope with angry eyes and a mouth open. He looks very upset, and it says, "Hate mail."
Angry Eyes is my favorite. Angry Eyes is my favorite Hall & Oates song.
Angry Eyes is my favorite. Line from Toy Story 2.
I'm not tracking you with that one.
Mrs. Potato Head says, "Let me put on my angry eyes." And then she does. Because she can remove her face and replace it like some weird kind of freak. Okay, hold on. I have a real quick thing I want to bring to light. Have you seen those Lay's potato chips commercials where Mr. and Mrs. fucking Potato Head are eating potato chips? That's like frying other people's skin and popping them in your mouth
up.
For humans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's fucked up, dude.
I'm upset about it.
It's like pork rinds. It's like pigs eating pork rinds.
Oh, baby.
Are pork rinds pig skin? Or am I not thinking that right?
Just like fruit balls?
It's like fruit balls. Yeah.
Fruit balls?
Yeah. What was I going to say? I lost it. Oh, yeah. No, that's fucked up. Also, Don Rickles just died. So that's sad.
Wait, what?
Don Rickles did the voice of Miss Potato Head.
No, I know that. I didn't know he died.
I mean, he was old as fuck, dude.
That's it's sad.
I know, it's sad. It's been coming for a while, though. He's super old. He was old in the old clips I watched of him doing, like roasting the president and shit. Like roasting JFK, he was old. That's not true, but I mean, still, it's funny.
John Franklin Kennedy.
Is that his name?
I don't know. I just.
It's not. That's why I asked.
John Farkle Kennedy.
It's actually John fucking Kennedy.
John fucking Kennedy.
What's up? What's up, ladies? My name is John fucking Kennedy.
What's all, dude?
How's it going? Yeah. That's how he introduced himself to Marilyn Monroe.
I'm the 420th president of the United States, bitch.
Hell yeah. Dude, who are we going to live to see the 69th president of the United States?
That's math I don't feel like doing, but maybe.
Well, we're on the 45th, so four times how many years is that? 24. Nope.
Oh,
we will
no.
not.
Nope.
We'll be very
that's
dead.
That's not even counting like double terms.
Yeah. I'll probably be dead before we see the 46th president, to be honest, because Trump's going to fucking get us killed somehow. Some kind of nuke. If North Korea's nukes could reach us, I'm sure they would nuke us.
Where?
No.
There's. Oh, yeah. Vine's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a meme that uses a Vine where it's like actual footage of North Korea testing their latest missile. And it's this dad, and he like sets it up, and it kind of goes up in the air, but then it like turns at him and goes like into his butthole. So that was really fun. Let's move on to hate mail. How about that?
Are we that far into the? Oh shit, we're at 49 minutes, and we got some hate mails to read.
We got three hate mails, babies.
All right, I will read. I kind of want to read China's.
Yeah, go ahead and read China's. I'll read the one from Taylor, and then you can read the one from Austin Stalker.
All right, so this one's from our good pal China, who we still need to bring on for a guest spot.
Yes, and before we read this, I just want to preface it by saying I finally figured out how I want to describe China. Which is a weird sentence.
Yeah, but, it is.
Like, you went to high school with China.
Yeah, I did.
And I got introduced to China, and you actually, like, through CSA, which we've talked about on here before, Community School of the Arts. But China is a fantastic actress. She's so incredibly good, and she's so funny. Her Twitter game is hella strong, always. And, like, it's just the most, like, smart and subtle jokes, and some of them she's just very funny. I have a complete crush on her comedy, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I have a crush on you physically.
Yeah,
and
oh,
your
yeah.
comedy and musically, and I have a crush on China comedy comedically. And I used
Dude,
to have
those...
a crush on her friend
Audrey. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so this is from China.
Thanks, China. Thanks for listening. Sorry that you listen, but we want to have you on.
It says, Dear Chad and Kim, I promised my hate mail long ago, and I now finally have the courage to share my true hate thoughts.
Yes.
Cameron.
That's me.
Some say you're over the hill. Well, you'll never be over the hill, not with the car you drive. Which is, if you've seen Cameron's car, it's very small.
It's a 2014 Chevy Sonic.
Chad, there are times when you have something on your mind. When you wear a hat.
Hey! He's wearing a Pittsburgh Pengy Boys hat right now.
My boys closed it out against the Caps. Well, they didn't close it out. They closed one game out against the Caps.
You've got to beat the freaking Caps, dude.
Yeah, no, fuck. Listen, fuck Alex Ovechkin. I just want to throw that out there. Anyway,
dude, he's too.
He's very good.
He's
good, but also.
But, like, the Caps are the Patriots of the NHL.
They are.
I hate
them. Which is why I hate them. Which is why we both hate them. Yeah. And then she says, "Love, China. P.S. I hate you."
Yes.
Which is, it's funny because she said love, and then just to explain that joke for anyone out there. Yeah. China's so
my favorite Toto song. Wait.
I fucking hate you. I'm quitting this podcast. I'm quitting it. Never doing this again.
Oh, man. If China, if she was in Beauty and the Beast, she would play the role of Mrs. Potts.
I would play Chip just because it's similar to Chad. Was his name Chip before he got the chip?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. It's like Scar. What was his fucking name? Was he born Scar, and then he just was destined to get a scar?
And
just
acquired
face?
A scar, yeah.
Bullshit, for that. Disney. Come on, man. We're watching you.
Yeah, Mufasa. Was he Mufasa before he was could move the fastest in the jungle? Mufasta.
Yeah.
Mufasa. You get it? Okay.
Hey, everyone, real quick. Go
you just
find,
wanted to move past that joke, huh?
Go find China California on Vimeo.
On Venmo or Vimeo.
On Venmo. Venmo me $5 and see what happens.
Yeah, I'll tell you what happens. Fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Stupid. I've never sent money. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can see China in an original online series created by Andrew Martin. Writer and comedian living in Los Angeles. It's called China, California, and it follows the misadventures of our good friend China in California.
And it's funny.
It is very funny. It's really smart.
The opening stop motion stuff's really cool.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
That's the thing, man. Like, I watched the first episode and was immediately into it because of the intro.
And there's this girl. Really there's this girl who does the music for it.
Oh, yeah. It's all original music.
Who I'm in love with. Yeah. Never met her, but she's beautiful, and I want to marry her. So, China, if you could pass that along, just that'd be cool. All right,
Tell her that if it doesn't work out with Chad, I am single and emotionally unavailable, but we'll figure it out.
Hey, but do tell her that friends don't date friends' exes, and that would hurt my feelings a lot.
That's a myth, like blue balls.
Blue balls are real. I don't like that you're trying to invalidate my personal life experiences.
I'm gonna
pass that along, China.
I'm going to go let my dog out. I'll be right back.
Are you kidding?
Do you have to go potty?
Oh, my God.
Mika, do you have to go potty? You have to go potty? Okay.
So while Kim's gone, I'm going to read some of my stand-up to you all. Because that's just kind of what I do over here at the Dad Podcast. It's just me kind of... Like, someday this will be on my film reel when I become a famous comedian, which will be never. Okay, so I'll read this one. I think I wrote this one when I was drunk. I just want to live until Jesus comes back. When he comes back and he's like, you know, you could have died and it would have been chill. And I'll be like, bitch, I mean, you could have let me know that you were definitely 100% real. Here's the thing. Jesus would be cool with me calling him a bitch like that because Jesus is a bro. He'd be like, bitch, you a bitch. Want to chug these fucking 40s? Play some Edward 40 hands, little bitch? I'll drink that ass into the table. And then 40s just appear in my hands. But they're not Cobras and they're not Magnums. They're the best gosh damn beer on earth, Miller Lite. And I'm like, yo, Jesus, what the fuck? You get these Miller Lite 40s. And Jesus would be all like, bitch, you can get those on earth. But also, we just drink the best stuff up here, homie. And I'd be all, no fucking way. And he'd be all like, you're me damn right, bitch. And that's my joke about dying and going to heaven and drinking beers with Jesus.
I thought you were reading Lil Dicky lyrics.
Unfortunately, no. Okay, yes.
So this next piece of hate mail.
Yeah.
Comes to us from Taylor.
Who, our newest fan.
Yeah, and I believe she is freaking binging every episode.
Unfortunately, this is true.
So,
for her.
I never thought that would happen when we started this thing. I'm like, man, if people hop on, they're just going to hop on and
yeah.
go forward with us. I'm like, I hope no one really does that to themselves. But hey, thanks, Taylor.
I've been listening to old ones, though. They're not so bad. They're not as bad as we thought.
The audio is bad. We've definitely gotten into a better groove.
Yeah, that's true. We're doing pretty well. Anyway, let's take a drink, everyone. We talked about the podcast on the podcast. Okay.
So this one comes to us from Taylor. Thanks, BB Girl, for listening. The subject line is... Sorry, my dog is, like, puking over there. Will you calm down?
Cool.
So the subject line is, do not say labia ever again.
That's fair. That's a fair point. You know, I've never gotten an email that says don't say poon, but we get one that says do not say labia. You guys got a problem with the actually correct terms for anatomical regions? Anyway.
So Taylor says.
God damn it.
Sup, BB boys. Before I get to the reason for my outrage, Chad, I'm very sorry about your aunt, but I pray to the dear sweet Lord that your Aunt Heidi is not listening to you do your podcast. Because if she is listening from the great beyond, that means she's in hell, because that's the only way she would be forced to listen to this shitty excuse for entertainment for eternity.
Yeah, so my aunt wasn't a Christian, so...
Oh, fuck. God.
Go on.
Oh, man.
It's funny. We all just die anyway. It doesn't matter. Okay.
Now to the main point. Do not say labia ever again. Well, you just made me say it twice. What makes it worse is that Cam said it because you cannot say labia three in a Milk and Cookies voice without sounding like a chomo.
Oh.
I also need to address the way that Chad said, I was part of this group called Overheard at iWoo. Like, you're special? You are not special, but are the most average person I have the unfortunate displeasure of knowing.
That's fair.
This is great. You are average, stupid, and every single stereotype that foreigners have about America rolled up into one pathetic excuse for a human being. There are over 2,000 people in that group. Damn it, Cam! Chill on those Cheez-Its so Chad will shut the hell up about it! You have to wipe off the mic because of your nasty wet burps. This is where you are in life. Of course you're still single. Take a look at yourself, you dumb slut. P.S. Superman does not wear Kevlar, you uncultured swine. Love you long time, BB boys. T-Mama.
Wow.
That was very well-crafted hate mail.
Yeah, it was really... You know it's good hate mail when you feel like shit afterwards. So thanks for that, Taylor.
Yeah, it was just, it just went real hard, man.
No, yeah, no, I never actually feel bad. I know no one means it, I hope. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so this one's from Austin Stalker, Cam's brother, Austin Stalker. Subject line reads, public service announcement.
Oh, great.
If you have donated to a shady, oh, fuck.
He wrote this 30 minutes ago.
I know. If you have donated to a shady character under the guise of a recording artist, that's in quotes, named Chad Hoy in the past year, you may be entitled to compensation. Please contact the law offices of Austin Stalker and Sons for your for your chance to get your money back from this swindler. As a parent, he is never going to record an album and is making off with a few thousand dollars from innocent family and friends. Sincerely, anonymous, but Austin is a badass.
Oh my god.
P.S. If you do not respond by emailing Chad Hoy and letting him know what a snake oil salesman piece of shit he is, you are forfeiting your portion of this class action lawsuit.
Snake oil.
P.S.S. Cameron, please stop being a little bitch.
All right, working on it.
P.S.S.S.
Not right.
Yeah, I'm aware it is P.P.P.S., but I still like to remind you that P.S.S.S.S.S.S.S.S. I said too many. Is the sound of you... wastes of space pissing your lives away. Good day. Oh, so man. Like psst, oh, that's good. Psst. Yeah.
Shit, it was 99 cents.
Hey, so thanks for that email, Austin Stalker. Hey everyone, promise you the music's real and it's good and it's gonna surprise you because I heard our Anderson's mixing this. He'll probably be done mixing like this week, and then we're gonna listen and we're gonna like let it sit for a week or two and think about if we want to add anything still, and then we're gonna send it off to get mastered. And that's pretty much like, yeah, guitar's done, vocals are done, everything's done. We just need to see what it sounds like mixed before it gets mastered. And yeah, so I mean, June is still looking like that's the time.
Yeah, that sounds good. I've heard a couple of them, man.
I'm excited, and I've been writing a lot of music since that too. Yeah, so
you sent me one tonight. That was really freaking good.
Thanks, dude. I like that. Yeah, I like that song a lot, and I'm stoked, stizoked.
I'm so stoked.
The fuck
I'm
was
so
that?
I'm so stoked right now.
Are you doing an impression of Damon Wayans doing an impression of a white person?
No, but that is what that sounds like. It's very good.
Or one of the Wayans brothers. Yeah. So, or what are the Key and Peele?
Yeah. Oh, that did sound like Jordan Peele's. Yeah,
Jordan.
Or
yeah,
Megan.
Megan. Yes, Megan. That's who. Yes, as white bitches say.
Okay. Well, guys, I think we are ending or reaching that point of the show where we wrap things up in a little neat bow for you. Thanks for tuning in to episode 32 of the Dad Podcast. This has been your boy Cameron Weaver.
This has been your boy Chad Hoy. Cam, where can we find you on social media?
Man, follow me on Instagram at LavinousCam.
I'm on any social media at Chad Hoy, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, all the same thing. And if you would like to give the Dad Podcast a like on Facebook, we've been doing better at updating that. And by we, I mean me. But I do all the social stuff, so that's fine.
Follow the Twitter, because most of the social, I have fun with that one.
Yeah, Kim. Kim has a lot of fun on that. So follow the Dad Podcast, and that's THE_DadBodcast on twitter.com. Yes. And if you don't know how to get to twitter.com, you put in http://www.twitter.com/THE_DadBodcast. Yeah, so thanks for listening, everyone. This has been your boy Chad Hoy.
This is Cameron Weaver.
Be sure to check out M. Night Scorsese's latest movie, Signs of Wall Street, this summer or this week. It's just a biopic about the street signs on Wall Street, and it's 3 hours of pictures of signs, and it's really riveting.
What's your favorite sign? Mine is yield.
Mine was Wall Street. Have a good one, everybody.
Try a Whopper Jr. this week.
Hey, don't ever fucking try Whopper Jr. Try Son of Baconator, please.
Ooh, Son of Baconator is my favorite scary movie about a scientist who makes a burger come to life.
Son of Baconator is my favorite sandwich at Wendy's.
Bride of Baconator is my favorite sequel to a scary movie about a scientist that makes a burger come to life.
I was more of a fan of Seed of Baconator.
Seeds.
All right, so speaking of seeds, everybody,
seed you later.
Go out there and plant those seeds of humor and knowledge amongst your friends, and then you can sow those plants when they crop up. Okay, have good days. Fucking end it, Cam.
Bye.
Bye.